Starship Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis, off for another day of broadcast insolence. And let me just say this.
Yes.
We have all returned to work today.
Everyone's back on this Monday.
Except Judy. For Judy Pilak,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, there was $1 million ticket purchased in the Chicago area. And we did see Judy on, at least I don't know if she's on the social media, but she'd sent us pictures mm-hmm. from herself in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm certain stoned to the bejesus on gummy bears.
Please. She looked like she's kind of in disguise. She had the hat down, the brim down, and the sunglasses.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I think she thinks that she won the $1 million and she's out partying.
She did. Let's be nice to her.
Gummy bear bender. And Southern California.
She did not win the million because I'm a partner with her. And if she won the million, we've got real issues.
Oh, well, she might have stolen.
That's exactly
the issue.
She might
have stolen the ticket.
Yeah, well.
This is just. This
supposedly we won $4, but now I'm wondering if that's really true.
Very interesting. Does she return tomorrow?
She does. Or supposedly she does.
Yeah. Well, we'll find. Okay, so she keeps calling. Oh, it'll be another day.
Dude, Kim, hold down the fort, bro.
She was pretty excited about going to Venice Beach. I guess now we know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knows about Venice Beach. Right?
Classic Venice Beach.
Classic, yes. Classic Venice Beach. Anyway, the point is that we'll find out what happens when she returns. I happen to think that there's something askance about all of this.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know what it is.
Well, we'll see. If she comes back tomorrow, I'll be less likely to believe that. But. You never know.
It's going to be Judy. I forgot to mention this to John. I'm not able to talk to Anna today.
Why is that?
So at no point will I be responding to anything that she says.
You came in and said that. It's only about the Bears-Patriots game, those pictures you sent.
There may have been.
Terrible.
Thank you, Violetta, for bringing that up. There were pictures that Anna sent to us during the game. It was the most highly trafficked text exchange of this team between
highly
the
emotional.
Game. Yeah, there was so much animosity because there is Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Loving up
Ms. DeBlantis.
Right, sitting really close to...
taking pictures of Tom and Tom's butt and Tom's...
and then putting hearts around it.
Yeah.
Extreme close-up.
Yeah.
But were you rooting for the Patriots?
No, I was not. And I can...
I'm skeptical about
no,
that.
No, no, no. I can tell you this because there were Patriots people around me, and they weren't like the nicest of fans, and they were kind of annoying to all of Bears fans because you just don't like being surrounded by the other team's fans at home.
Violetta, please tell Anna that I don't believe her.
Anna, bro doesn't want to talk right now.
Violetta's going to translate for you. This could get really interesting. Look, I'm a fan of Tom Brady's. I think he's great, and he is a GOAT, and he's just fun to watch. I did not at all want the Patriots.
I wanted these
Bears. I didn't see her. No, I don't think they made the trip.
Were she there, she'd be up in one of those skyboxes. They don't let her out with the people.
No.
Yeah.
She's too pretty.
They have her sit in the skybox with a gigantic mug of wine, which I don't know how that fits on their keto... granola,
ultra vegan.
Quinoa. I ate an almond, and you can see me digesting it because I'm so thin.
As long as it's not strawberry wine, because they don't do strawberries.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm not responding to that. But I will say this:
this is going
to
be an interesting show.
This has. Violetta, please ask Anna. Mm-hmm. At the last play of the game, when the Bears almost scored to tie it, was she rooting for the Bears?
Anna, who were you rooting for in the last couple minutes of the games when we almost won by a Hail Mary throw?
I nearly had a heart attack. I so wanted the Bears to catch it. In fact, where we were sitting, it was kind of blocked. So I thought the Bears caught it, and then it looked like it was in the end zone. So we're all looking at each other, like hugging each other, thinking that we had won the game. And then... Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll speak to her again. Then that's the correct answer. Yeah. Then we can go back to this now.
I did not want
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, Violetta.
Good, because translating English is kind of hard for me.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I'll bet it is. She could have done it for you in either Serbian or Romanian, though.
No one would understand.
Yeah.
Tikanas, if you want a little Greek.
Kala, Efkaristo. We can do that, too.
Kalimari, Saganaki.
Bottom line is Tom Brady's a nerd. Go Bears.
Yep, exactly. Big nerd.
Well, Tom Brady wasn't even our problem, and I know we're going to discuss this later, but that's that was the saddest part of it all. He's so dangerous when he's out there, but really, we were our own worst enemy. It was not pretty.
No. Mitchell Trubisky was our worst enemy for a while.
Special teams blew it.
And that's true. If the special teams had not let a Well, they probably would have still scored on that drive anyway. I have thoughts. Okay. Oh, well, you know, we'll share with OB. The thing, the most amazing thing is to, after a game like that, to turn on Hamp and OB with Kaz on WGN and CLTV right after the game.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is a funny thing. I have a sense that they don't like the coaching staff.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've ever liked the coaching staff in Chicago.
That's probably true.
That's part of the game
they
plan.
They have high standards.
Since Papa Bear.
If you're a coach, they don't like you. Period. Right,
we'll get back and talk to them a little bit later on. But Ben Bradley is standing by in the WGN TV newsroom. We'll get to him. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the WGN radio newsroom at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, President Trump doesn't like the stories he's hearing from the Saudis.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
And Bradley joins us right now from the WGN-TV Newsroom.
One of those days, it's looking like in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, it is. We should talk about that. Mm-hmm. There's a spate of violence today,
mm-hmm.
A shooting at a funeral.
Yeah, we're hearing this was a funeral for a rapper. It happened at a church in the city's south side, about 92nd and Cottage Grove. Just as that funeral service was letting out, that's when the gunfire began. Last reports, we had four people shot. No word on their conditions. Our Mike Lowe is down there, and he's indicated a very tense scene. In fact, police not only swarming the area, but also quickly trying to circle around people who might have information, might be suspected of being involved in this. So police said they are adding extra resources to that area. And, shootings outside of funerals has been an issue in this mm-hmm. city for years as, varying gangs take revenge on one another at gatherings that they know are going to be, populated by their rivals. We don't know that that was the case here, but we can tell you from early indications, of what we're seeing on social media, this funeral was for a guy who was certainly, at least according to his pictures, posing in the gang culture. There's one photo on social media that seems to show him holding guns, etc. We haven't confirmed that, but that's certainly what's going around social media right now.
Okay. And there was also, there's a very bizarre house explosion
mm-hmm.
down in your old neck of the woods.
Not too far, yeah. Original reports were this mansion, it looked like, down in Dalton had exploded. We're now hearing it's South Holland, right there on the border. And this house is affiliated, we believe, with Dwayne Wade. Unclear if he actually lived there. A reporter at the scene, Tanya Francisco, suggested maybe it was an ex-wife and kids, and he was seen there often picking up the kids. But we're looking on CLTV right now at Skycam 9 footage. This house is a total loss. I mean, It burned to the ground, not part of it, not a section of it, the entire thing. All that's left, you can see through this house from our aerial views from our helicopter right now. So we've got a reporter there covering that.
No, and it's being investigated as an arson.
Those are the early reports, from what we're hearing.
Anybody injured, though? We haven't heard
it. We've not heard reports of any injuries at this point.
Dwayne Wade, of course, had a
bitter custody dispute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very.
With his ex. And it made international headlines because of Dwayne Wade's stature and the fight that was going on.
How ugly it got as the two sides were going back and forth.
That's so true.
And then this story out of the western suburbs, a Glenbard East student from Lombard got in trouble, is now charged after an Instagram post with a man holding an AR-15 and a caption that read, "He's shooting up the school Monday after third period." Police obviously don't joke around about that. The picture, we understand, was not of the actual student, but this was posted on an 18-year-old student's Instagram feed. He's now been charged with a crime.
Is there some kind of a weird bird there at the WGN-TV newsroom?
No, that is the various scanners and whatnot from our assignment desk behind us.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That are making
either that or the producers whistle while they work, which
I think that was somebody doing the cuckoo sound.
Yes.
Either, and I don't know if it was for me, for you, for Anna, because
for
of the whole
us.
Tom Brady thing?
Yeah, possible.
Or the Dwayne Wade situation? I don't know which it is.
I think that's the noise when they reach out to our crews over the used to be called the Nextel. I don't know what it's called anymore, but you know, it chirps a little bit.
Sounded very tropical.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it did sound like
it is about 102 degrees in the newsroom right now, so the tropical birds in the background are appropriate.
Get some mojitos and
pretend. It's like in the winter. You ever go into any of the those? The Park District has a number of those, like, flower, what do they call those things, where there's plants and flowers?
Under the dome, like the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Conservatory.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
You go to these conservatories, and like, you're wearing, like, a parka and everything, and you go, oh, it'll be great going to the summer. And it's, like, 100 degrees with 100% humidity in these things.
Yeah.
And you're, like, and you're wearing your Mighty Mac coat.
And the entire city is in there with their two-year-old.
Right. Yes. That's so true. Exactly.
Yeah. Don't touch the plants. I think it's poisonous.
They're chasing the butterflies.
Oh, don't touch it.
You lasted like 5 minutes.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's the way that goes. All right, Ben, we'll see you coming up. Don't anybody move. Again, this is between the gangsters. We have, I believe there's a suspect in the shooting of the two-year-old, right?
Yeah, person's actually been charged in that crime. And that was another interesting run, right? Like, earlier this month, a two-year-old was shot and killed on the Northwest Side. Today, police and prosecutors revealed that they had charged a gang member who lived on the block. Apparently, according to police, this gang member was upset that an argument had broken out at a birthday party down the block earlier in the day and sent a couple of his lieutenants out to settle a score. Really chilling account from police. One of these guys allegedly fired with a 9mm handgun that had a laser sight, fired down an alley at another group of people who was standing there, as is all too often the case. These guys don't have great aim, and the bullets have, you know, go where they do. And in this case, a two-year-old boy was shot and killed. But a chilling account from police about just the pettiness that fuels some of Chicago's violence.
I think much of Chicago's violence.
Yeah,
if not all of it.
Especially now with social media, right? Insults lead to shootings in this city.
Right.
It's and crazy. Elsewhere.
It is absolutely crazy. And then the carjackers, attempted carjackers, or actually guys charged with alleged carjackers.
Alleged.
I'm trying to.
The attempt was successful. The charge is not stuck, so they are alleged carjackers.
Yes.
Yes.
So the alleged carjackers.
I like when the law firm of Rokan and Beneducci takes the microphone.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know, you caught up in the representation of these people?
Yes.
Yeah.
When the law firm's name is Khan, I don't think that bodes well for the confidence.
All three of my personalities are lawyers in this. I think the problem. So this, the carjacking. The interesting thing about this carjacking that these guys were suspected in a number of others, but they carjacked a Chicago police detective while she was off duty.
Yep.
Exactly. And she called right away to 911 and got the police in the right, knowing which direction they were going in.
Well, and keep in mind that carjacking happened on the north side. I think up in Edgewater. And then the other officers picked up the trail on the south side, several miles away, and these guys allegedly turned into a dead end, and that's how cops caught up with them.
They apparently had attempted another carjacking 1 hour earlier.
And now police are looking to see whether or not this particular crew can be linked to any other carjackings that have happened.
Good point.
All right. All right. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. Ben Bradley, we'll see you on the WGN-TV News at 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 12.
See you then.
Thank you. Bye. Actually, there's no 12, because there would be a 12. I like when I say 24. Let us now check in with Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN News being brought to you by, don't tell me, I'll tell you, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Coming up after 4:40, we got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to go see the Hawks take on the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow.
Nice. All right.
Courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com and listen for your chance to win tickets all regular season long.
All right. Local political news just broke. Chance the Rapper, remember, endorsed Amara Enya for mayor. At the time, she had $67 in her campaign bank account. Well, now Kanye is jumping in with Kanye West, $73,000, pledging that to the campaign.
To her.
To her, following Chance's lead.
So Kanye, what happens when Kanye finds out that she doesn't like Donald Trump? And that she refuses to wear a Make America Great Again hat?
I think that's all but certainly true. And I don't know. He may or may not care. But this certainly helps her out. It gives her another boost.
Well, Kanye has a lot of opinions, but the money talks. You know, once he gives that money, he's given that money.
Excellent point. I don't know what it means, but no, excellent point.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, because his opinions change every day. Who he's supporting, does he like people, does he not?
So he just locks in for that moment when he gives you the money?
And it
doesn't matter what he says?
Right.
As long as you got the dough, you got the dough?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm going to have to interpret now. Earlier, we were having Violetta interpret what I was saying
to
Anna.
You weren't talking to me at the beginning of the show.
Because of Tom
my
Brady.
My love for Tom Brady.
And
but
now,
we settled that because you know you feel comfortable that I am indeed a Bears fan first and foremost.
Yes. That I got it worked out. Okay. Speaking of Kanye, speaking of Donald Trump, speaking of confusion, and there is quite a bit of it, the situation in Saudi Arabia has gotten really grotesque in terms of how clear it is that the Saudis have been lying this entire time about what they knew and what they did and how well planned all of this was. This thing was so well planned, they even had a body double in Turkey who was going to be playing Jamal Khashoggi.
On top of the 15-man team that came by private jet, right, including the head of intelligence, it seems, or certainly an intelligence official, and then somebody who was an autopsy expert.
And now it's gotten so convoluted and so out in the open that even the president of the United States, who I think was trying, along with the Saudis, to don't worry about it. There's nothing to see here. Let's move along. We'll handle this. You know, we don't want any big, you know, we're not gonna stop business deals over it. It's bad. If they did something, we'll do something. But now it's so clear they did something. The president is saying, maybe we do have to do something. He's at least nodding in that direction. Aaron Katursky joins us from ABC News in New York, where he's been covering this story today. Let's go back to the details of Jamal Khashoggi's the body double and all the rest of the stuff around his murder. It all seems that this was a planned murder. This was not an interrogation gone bad.
The way the Turks have laid out the evidence so far does point to a targeted, you know, assassination of Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of the Crown Prince, and the Crown Prince, for all his reform efforts, has this guy killed, and then makes up this a series of, you know, kind of an evolving story, and the latest is that he was being persuaded to return to Saudi Arabia. That led to a fist fight. He was punched and accidentally killed by the blow, which does not comport at all to what the Turks have said. And as you touched on, the latest piece of damning evidence is a surveillance image that the Turks said shows one of Khashoggi's interrogators changing clothes and leaving the Saudi embassy in Istanbul dressed in what Khashoggi was wearing when he went in. And the only reason that this, you know, seeming body double did not make it into the official Saudi explanation, we're told, is that he just wasn't a very good body double. He just didn't look enough like him. But the intent, the Turks say, was to, you know, kind of further muddy the waters.
Because that was the story initially that the Saudis were clinging to. No, he left the embassy.
Free
will.
And we don't know where he is. But I think there is now an evolving acknowledgement that he was there and did not leave, and in fact was killed. It's just the circumstances under which he was killed that are the points of disagreement.
So now the president was in a wide-ranging press availability today. You do have to give this to the president. We've never had a president in the history of this country who has made himself so regularly available to answer questions off the cuff than Donald Trump, right? He was walking out to the helicopter.
He answered everything, a number of subjects.
He's on his way down to Houston, where he's going to be with Ted Cruz tonight, part of a rally for Senator Cruz's re-election.
No longer
Ted.
Called him Lion Ted. Now he's Beautiful Ted.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Texas Ted. Beautiful Texas Ted.
Oh, God. Anyway.
It's funny because that's my nickname for you.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Beautiful yeah. row.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Roe, right, Roe. That's your name.
All right. Excuse me one second.
President,
I'm trying to get to the news. Here's the thing. So the president stopped. He talked to a bunch of reporters and went on. He kept walking away and then walking back. I mean, as soon as the question gets asked, he can't stop himself from answering it, which I kind of like about him. At least it's good for our business. So, but it was an interesting thing because he talked a little bit about the Saudi situation, but then he promised a 10% across the board tax cut, which I don't fully understand.
Neither did Capitol Hill, by the way.
Right, because the House and the Senate aren't going to be back in session until after the election. It said, we're going to get this done in the beginning of November. That's next week.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But the president also, I think, was notable for his change in tone on the Saudis. I mean, remember, his initial response was, well, we've got this big arms deal with the Saudis, so he seemed inclined to let it go. Today, he said that he is not satisfied with what he has heard from the Saudis and that he has investigators there in Saudi Arabia and in Turkey, and he would know more in a couple of days. So, you know, he didn't say much more than that. But his tone, I think, is certainly evolving on this. And his son-in-law today said that the administration's eyes are wide open when it comes to Saudi Arabia. The president himself has kind of shifted for calling for severe punishment for those responsible to indicating he won't take any action that would jeopardize the U.S.-Saudi relationship. So we're not sure ultimately what's going to come of it, depending on the strength of the evidence, which we may know as soon as tomorrow when Turkish President Erdogan is scheduled to perhaps lay out the sum total of the case.
Publicly.
Publicly.
Yeah. It is interesting because you do have guys that we were not getting along well with Erdogan and Turkey and all that, right? Because they've been trying to get a cleric that they're mad at here in the United States back out to Turkey, and they were asking us to deliver him, the United States government to deliver him. And there's, you know, and he's been cutting down on the press and or shutting the press down and doing other kinds of sort of anti-democratic things in Turkey. And we're taking his word for this because it's like the devil we know versus the devil we don't know. And now the devil we kind of knew is being narked on by the devil we didn't really know as well. And now who do we actually believe? Turns out everybody's a bad guy here. I think that's all I can walk away from.
Well, but it's true. I mean, each side has incentive to lie and to perhaps get their own version out there. But I think that the most troubling part for those taking a look at the case is just the inadequacies of the Saudi explanation thus far, and how, you know, at first it was, you know, this guy, oh, he left.
Right.
To now, he was accidentally punched. And that punch was fatal, and oops. But there's no clear indication that this was anything other than a targeted hit
right.
ordered by the Crown Prince. And that's where the president, if in fact the evidence does point that way, will have to decide what to do about it.
Some new evidence also today, some new reporting out there about how the Crown Prince spoke to Khashoggi before his death, trying to encourage him to come back to Saudi Arabia, and he rejected that, and that there were calls from one of his entourage, the Crown Prince's entourage, shortly after the death to the Crown Prince directly. It seems the data is lining up pretty strongly in terms of evidence against him saying he knew nothing of it personally. You just wonder if that will lead to some sort of power struggle in Saudi Arabia, which seems to be what a lot of people are maybe hoping for, that this is not the guy we want to deal with, the West wants to deal with.
Well, but it's curious, you know, if in fact there was another center of power in Saudi Arabia, you've never seen it evidenced, you know, other than this particular thing. I mean, it's the Crown Prince's word, and it would be and remember, it was the president who, after a conversation with the king of Saudi Arabia, said it could have been rogue killers. But you'd have to imagine that, you know, rogue killers who went against the Crown Prince would be harshly dealt with. I mean, You just don't know.
Right. That's the question. These people have lost their jobs and now have been accused in Saudi Arabia. Are they going to execute those people, or what are they going to do? And the crown prince, the interesting thing in reading over the weekend about this and talking to our own people who have familiarity with it, the interesting piece about Saudi Arabia is it's been ruled by this family, the Abdulaziz family, for decades, right? And they have a century, more than a century. The question is there, there's a lot of people that all come from this one set of initial descendants. And so there are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of cousins and then thousands of extended family. The question is this, is there, and he arrested the crown prince when he took over, arrested a bunch of the cousins that he thought were cheating the family and the Saudi people, as he said, out of money that they owed in taxes. And so he held them until they gave basically all of their wealth back to the Saudi government. Right. He held them, captive at the Four Seasons. I'm waiting to be held captive at the Four Seasons myself. Or, I'm sorry, the Ritz-Carlton. Either one. I'll do either one. But the point is that there may be an insurrection within the family. Where are the power bases in Saudi? Is that you may have other members of the royal family. Sure. You've got to remember the Bin Ladens. Right? Osama bin Laden is the son of a very wealthy Saudi industrialist. And he went rogue. And he went off to Afghanistan, and he worked for the Mujahideen, did bin Laden, as a freedom fighter, right, against the Russians, who was funded in part by the United States. Before then, he went back and turned back around. And the question is, what function in the Saudi royal family was helping him with that? And so you may have an internal battle here between people who've not always been doing the right thing. We just don't pay any attention to it over here. And the only time, and we didn't even pay attention to it after we figured out bin Laden was a Saudi. Remember that we didn't do, there was, you know, it wasn't like if bin Laden were an Iranian, we would have gone to war with Iran, right?
That's true. And I think that's part of the reason why, you wonder, all right, so this guy was killed and he'd been living in the United States, but what is it about this? And it's an opening, because there are those in Washington and that since 9/11 have had an itching to go after Saudi Arabia for something. And there is now rare bipartisan agreement to call for sanctions or some consideration of kicking diplomats out of the U.S., which, the U.S., did for Russia at the behest of the Brits, for the poisoning of the former spy. So, I mean, there is, I think, an eagerness on the part of some in Washington to punish Saudi Arabia, if not for this sin specifically, for others.
Got it. All right, Aaron Katursky, ABC News. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There's a lot going on here. And what is to be believed?
It's like a spy movie, right? It's just there's so many layers of lying involved in this whole thing.
And it is interesting, too, because he had Mike Pompeo there last week. We were just showing the pictures of him up on CLTV of Pompeo, who was there and shaking hands and grip and grin, as they call it, with the crown prince. Will that come back to haunt? Because if it turns out that we've got to distance ourselves from the crown prince, did we really want to be playing footsie with him? And then the pictures of the sword dance, remember from last year? And there's pictures of the crown prince with Trump when he was in Saudi. The president's first overseas trip, traditionally a new president of the United States, his first overseas trip, if you will, is to Mexico or Canada. Right?
Makes sense.
So he didn't, but the president didn't want to go to either of those because he was going to beat them up about NAFTA. So he goes to Saudi. That was his first trip overseas. That's a big, big sign. That's a big, show of respect. And does that come back to create its own internal issues? So we'll find out. Okay. Let us now check in with Kim Gordon. News at the top of the hour is coming up.
Rom for president. The mayor answers that question today.
Oh, God. Oh, Violetta.
Then there's this. Tune in to the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow morning, 9:10, where Adam Hoge will join him and convince Steve why Mitch Trubisky is our guy.
Kevin.
I'm here.
Is Mitch Trubisky our guy?
I say yes. I believe in Mitch.
I like him.
Anna could barely get that sentence out.
No, I don't. It doesn't. My love for Tom Brady does not make me dislike the Bears. I want.
Why
them
do you
to
hate
win.
The Bears so much, Anna? That's the question we're trying to answer today. If you hate the Bears so much, just leave Chicago.
I have to point out.
I love the Bears.
I would like to point out in our text exchange between all the people on this program yesterday during the Bears game. Mm-hmm. You know, Anna was there. I was at home. I was in my full. I was wearing my Khalil Mack jersey. I had the hoodie on. I had the Adidas sweatpants on. I was ready to go. I was ready to go in if I had to go in.
You had a helmet on?
Yeah, I had a helmet.
Did you have multiple televisions going, like red zone coverage?
Yes, I had the whole thing. I had the whole thing going.
Whole game day setup.
And I was jumping up and down. I was out of my mind. But I noticed that at the end, Violetta was very silent in our text exchange. Everybody was texting, including mm-hmm. Judy, who's stoned in California. And then Violetta, at the very end, texted something that we cannot repeat.
Nope.
About Mitch Trubisky.
Cannot.
And then I realized she was drunk on fireball shots.
We had a lot going on this weekend. There was a lot of drunk texting or texting under the influence.
What, this is like 3-ish in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, she's been partying since this morning. I could tell.
I was giggling to myself when I sent it. I'm like, dude, this is a work text.
Yeah. Dude, that's a work text. Yeah. Just letting everybody know.
I was asking my friends. I'm like, hey, should I send this?
I can tell she was out with her friends. All right. Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN news coming your way in 2 minutes. Us right here on 720 WGN. Okay. Coming up this hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets. So go see the Hawks tomorrow night against the Ducks. Hawks, Ducks.
How about that?
And that is, it's going to be it's very exciting, actually. Mm-hmm. Because I'm optimistic and pessimistic all at the same time
about the Blackhawks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Crawford looking great Saturday though, huh?
That was good to see.
Couple butterfly saves.
Looking confident.
I think Violetta was redeemed on that.
Cam Ward not so good last night though. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Like, ow.
He
ow.
Made some saves early, but his defense is. Streaky at times, so.
So, and then, that's all right, so that's coming up. Your chance to rip us off, brought to us by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com and listen for your chance to win tickets all season long from them. But I should point out that on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we are going to be at the United Center as we prepare ourselves because it's Hawks Rangers.
Cool.
That's a big deal right there. The New York Rangers in town.
Mm-hmm.
06 matchup right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see, it's going to be fun.
It is.
So
if you're gonna, always fun.
If you're going to be at the game, come by and see us on Thursday. We get there early. We get there before you're allowed to get in. But after you get in, come by.
Sneak in and come and see us early.
Right.
Or check out the atrium area with the new restaurant, right? You got the Queenies. You were over there.
Yes.
I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, you should certainly check that out. But that more next month than this month.
Okay.
Because we might actually be doing our show from there next month.
Oh.
So.
That'll be fun.
We'll get to that. But it's a very important thing that we support our Blackhawks, because if we could just get a point a game, we're in great shape. And if we miss one, then we get two, like we did, you know, Thursday into Saturday. Yeah, that worked?
There you go.
See that.
Simple math.
Simple math, and we make the playoffs. That's the way I look at it. All right.
Great.
Let me explain a few things coming up on the program. Also, Ed Obradovich is going to be here. He's got some thoughts. I don't think he's happy, at least based on what I heard yesterday.
No.
I don't think that was a particularly good situation.
I don't think he liked it when Nagy said, well, what did he say? He goes, well, we were 1 yard away from tying the game. That didn't sit well with OB.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay. So close.
Don't start. I'm going to start using Violetta's term for Mitch Trubisky.
No, oh, gosh, do not.
Oh. You get carried away sometimes with
such a creative rhyme.
I just want to know I got to go back to this for just a second before we get away from this, because I was just pointing out last hour we were all on a text exchange during the game. Anna was at the game. Mm-hmm. We've got
sending you pictures of Tom Brady with hearts around it, irritating everybody.
Brian was
out of his mind.
Was reacting to all of the plays that were not going the Bears' way.
Mm-hmm.
He was emphasizing what we were already feeling emotionally, except for maybe Anna.
In like a grocery list kind of way. A breakdown.
There are too many, too. But, things to get irritated about.
But the big, that, and then all of a sudden, Violetta, out of nowhere, I thought that, you know, she was probably still sleeping something off. And then the next thing you know, there she comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's the fireball talking. That is what that is. You were out with your friends watching the. Were you watching the game? Day.
I wasn't really even watching the game. I didn't have to. You guys were doing like a play-by-play.
Was it? Were you a Sunday fun day kind of thing where the game was on though? I could tell.
Yeah. The game was on.
At a bar, kind of a thing.
Yeah, there might have been some specials.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta take advantage when there's
Bloody Mary bar
specials. Yeah. So you know, mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you know, I should contribute something.
Oh God, mm-hmm. No, you shouldn't.
I'm gonna start speaking my mind here.
Then everything went silent.
I know. Probably no well. One even responded. Like, oh. I'm like, really? You guys have been going back and forth all day. I have to read these texts. I almost muted you guys because I'm like, whoa.
Oh, you muted us?
Yeah.
Please.
And I'm like, I'll throw my hat in the rink here.
In the rink.
Is that a term?
Ring. But she's doing like kind of Blackhawks hockey.
Oh, that's true. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah. Full circle. I get your full circle.
The
right
rink
here.
Is a circle.
Yeah. Anyway. Kind of. Okay, so the point is that what we ended up with was it was an awkward moment, and then all of a sudden I'm wondering, is HR looking at this?
No.
How are we going to do this?
I know, but no one did respond. What did you guys think of my commentary?
We were
commentary? Focused
on the game.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. We were focused on the game, and also thinking that, and all the guys of the game, if we respond to you, we're going
yes.
to Weinstein jail or something. I don't know. We're going somewhere. It's not going to be good.
You'll be trending at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a slippery slope I think we were all avoiding. It's like, okay, clearly it's a Sunday fun day going on here.
Right.
And then who yeah. knows if you guys would have instigated.
Right.
I just
right. And then the next thing you know, she goes, did you see what they said to me?
But I didn't understand it.
Screenshot this.
And another thing.
Without explaining exactly what it was, it was a slight on him, on Mitch Trubisky?
Just rhyming away.
Oh, you're
very,
rhyming.
Very creative rhyme.
I don't care
really,
if it was creative or yeah, not. I thought it contributed to the conversation. Everyone was thinking it.
I'm glad you thought it.
Well, you were ripping Mitch. Anna's rooting against the Bears and rooting for Tom Brady.
Mitch.
It's like, what's going on here?
It was an easy
Judy's
way
on gummies in L.A. The female core here is just not giving the Bears the type of support we need right now.
Devin's stirring it up.
I need you people to all wear jerseys and be be sick to your stomach and bleeding from your gums during the game.
Yes, like how the rest of us
yeah,
feel.
Exactly. Just like uncomfortable and feeling badly about ourselves and everything else that's going on.
Maybe put a hole in the drywall. Something like that.
You know,
maybe flip a table.
I was thinking, like so many times yesterday, I wanted to either put something on social media or you know, text one of those TV shows that comes on late at night later, you know, those sports shows. Hey, use the hashtag whatever we are and tell us how you feel about the game. And throughout the day, I was composing all of these different things I wanted to say about how I felt about the game, and I couldn't get it like together without sounding like I was going to take my own life. And I thought, this is bad. I now hope is the worst thing with the Bears. I was hopeful that this team was really going to be something, and they're really just kind of a 500 team. They'll probably be better next year than they are this year.
Oh, so you're giving up already? There's 10 games left. The NFC's wide open. It's the Rams, and that's about it. And the Bears are 3-3. They could be 5-3 after the next 2 weeks. No problem.
They nearly tied the Patriots.
Team.
I mean, I thought that alone was a huge accomplishment.
For sure.
And they nearly tied!
They did!
They were so close. And also, I just
stupid.
Went
you,
back.
You need to stay out of this.
I just went back to read the text. I didn't remember one of those other things I sent.
Oh, shocker, you
that
didn't remember.
That one was funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is why the kids should not have the fireball. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, this is exactly
stay
why.
Stay away from the fireball.
It was mixed with rum chata. It was basically water.
Day drinking can be bad.
Mm-hmm. Sunday fun day!
Cell phone.
Woo!
Let's go brunch hard, bitches! Mimosas!
Did you just say something about Mitch?
Oh. Yeah, he did.
Let's Insta this brunch hard. Woo! Sunday Funday.
Right. It's, if you drive up and down certain streets in this town.
Oh, yeah.
Go down like Hubbard or something.
That, yeah.
Like,
even,
Hubbard
or
even
Wells.
Even North yeah. Avenue or Wells.
Wells.
Yeah, right. That North and Wells corridor there.
And no
Wells.
Matter what, and the most, like a commercial comes on. Woo! Geico!
That's my favorite.
Geico!
I had a guy once who was using Geico and...
That's my favorite commercial.
I love that. Wait for it.
Okay, yeah, but between that and you guys screaming about the Bears on a Sunday.
Yeah, but that matters.
Yeah.
The Bears matter,
right.
Okay?
The commercials are when you go to the bathroom.
Right.
Except in radio, it's when you pay total attention to exactly what it is. And
take notes.
And always call our sponsors. I mean, this is not what that is all about, but it is crazy because they're, woo! Bears! Touchdown!
Who's that Mac guy? Isn't he supposed to be good? Where is he? Let's Insta this.
right.
And then you pretend you know everything about football because guys like that.
Right. Well, God. Right. You start talking. You start talking to a guy, close talking a guy in the bar that you just met. And you're like, oh, do you like the games?
Is Brian Urlacher playing?
I liked him without hair. Do you like him with hair?
I just got my hair done yesterday.
Oh, God. sick.
Anyway, since I'm learning so much about gambling being on the show or part of the show, we did have Trubisky for FanDuel, and he was very good at fantasy.
Yeah.
Because he was
all day fantasy.
Rushing. Mm-hmm. He was carrying the ball himself.
Right. He had touchdowns. Right.
He still threw for over 300 yards.
Right.
A couple touchdowns.
Actually, he and Patrick Mahomes are the two, aren't they the number one and number two in the NFL right now in terms of consecutive 300-yard games?
Yes, that is accurate.
I think Mahomes, though, has got, like, he just set a record for...
And the Chiefs apparently are going to be on Sunday Night Football for the rest of the season.
Yes.
every single primetime game I put on, or Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, it's the Kansas City Chiefs playing.
It's great to watch him, though,
but it makes me nuts. It is really fun.
He's great, but it makes me nuts as a Bears fan, because he will haunt me. He was like, you must be how Michael Jordan haunted the rest of the NBA.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Anybody picked.
Right. Well, was it? Who went before?
Bowie, right?
Yeah.
But who? Portland.
Portland, right. Mm-hmm. They could have had Jordan.
Yeah.
Right. That's how I feel. That is how I feel about...
That seems like an extreme, though.
Oh, was Akeem Olajuwon picked before him, too?
Because even if Patrick Mahomes is great, Mitch Trubisky can also be great. I mean, think about the quarterback core in the NFL the past decade. You've had Brady, Manning, Rodgers.
Yeah.
All three
Breeze.
Were great.
Yeah.
And they're all getting older, right?
So
let's be honest.
So just because Mahomes is great doesn't make Trubisky
a
bust.
I know that. But we could also have a guy who literally knows exactly where the guy is supposed to be to catch the ball and puts it right where the guy can catch it. As opposed to yesterday, if you're watching the game on television instead of drinking at a bar like Violetta or at the game like Anna, you saw every time the announcers, Dan Fouts, had to make an excuse for why he threw the ball behind the guy. And oh, what a great catch by that guy. Look how he had to turn back around, run back 5 yards, catch it on his fingertips. I mean, it was all about how insanely... poorly placed, even the passes that were caught were. Okay? I know he can run, but you know what? Bobby Douglas can run. I'm the only one on this show old enough to remember Bobby Douglas. I remember that whole movement. They got it from Kansas. He came in the early 1970s to the Bears, this is like my awakening as a Bears fan, as a little kid. And my dad was all nuts about this is great. This is going to be the best thing ever. They got this guy from Kansas. He was like this amazing college football player, same size, a gigantic guy, great legs. Couldn't hit the side of a barn from 5 feet with a football. And I love Bobby Douglas. I still love him. But he was a guy that, you know, it's the same sort of thing. Couldn't take the Bears to the step that they needed to get to.
I'm not sure that's determined about Trubisky yet. I have a lot of faith in him, and I think it's going to be
awesome.
Mahomes
been in the same system for 2 years now. Mitch is very early on in the process for Trubisky.
No, that's not the point. The point is when he throws the ball... It actually lands exactly in the hands of the receiver.
The accuracy issues are a problem, no question.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna go this route this fast.
We'll have another round of fireball.
Woo-hoo, Geico!
We'll have another round. I'll go get
a firebomb, Ro. I think you need one.
Fireball.
Firebombs that happen down the southern suburbs. This is fireball.
That's right. This is totally separate.
Fireball.
Have all of them.
Yeah. Rum chata. I love rum chata.
It's called cinnamon toast crunch when you mix them together.
You know, rum chata is Chicago. I know the guy.
I know the guy.
I could just hear Violetta at this bar.
No.
Just, hang on, just I got to text my coworkers. I'll be right back.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
What do you guys think I should say?
Should I say this?
I work on the radio.
Yeah, go ahead. Send it. Send it.
Everyone was laughing. They loved it.
Yeah, it was definitely Boris. Probably that's the funniest joke I've ever heard.
All right. Anyway, HR is mulling over this investigation right now. We should have results by the end of the show. If you don't hear Violetta for her last traffic report, you know what happened.
I'm getting in trouble
they
for this.
They gave her a banker's box and her plant, and they walked her out of the door. Girls can't get in trouble for this.
Monday night specials.
All right. Let's check in with Kim. Thank you for staying out of this. Although you know
I'm a Packer fan, so I just have to lay low.
I know. Oh, this is the worst.
Oh, God.
I'm surrounded by assassins.
Anna's a Patriots fan. Kim's a Packers fan. Violetta doesn't like the quarterback.
Yeah, I do like the quarterback, actually.
He's so cute. I got Blackhawks tickets coming your way.
Okay, it's all sorted out.
All right.
Want to change the subject?
Yes, please.
J.B. Pritzker adding to his campaign war chest ahead of the November election.
Does he need the money now? What is he doing that for? I don't understand.
Big push.
Yeah. All right, Violetta.
This traffic report is
being brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems.
You've got Brady coming off again. 19 years in this league. And who's right next to him? And they're talking is their offensive coordinator. And the stoops we got are not talking to our quarterback again, who couldn't hit a bull with a shotgun.
Oh, Ed Obradovich joined. That's Ed from yesterday's show, Hamp OB and Kaz show, or Hamp and OB with Kaz show on WGN and CLTV. All right, let's talk about the circumstance here yesterday. One of the things as I was listening to the program yesterday, and I like to do this, I actually turned it on while I was in the shower, and I actually brought my electric radio that I plug into the wall into the shower hoping they would electrocute me because I was so mad about what was going on in the game. I always make me feel better because I have the same angst that you do. The big question here, you guys did, obviously everybody's mad at the coaching staff here for not preparing these guys properly. Is that the issue?
There's no question about it. That's yes.
And what is it? What would you like to see them doing differently than they're doing now?
Well, if you go back to the Miami game, they have five starters out, and offensively, their number one offensive lineman just happened to be the tackle, and their starting quarterback. I mean, so what do? You blitz the hell out of them. Roe, you come after him with everything you got. You got a backup quarterback and you got a backup tackle playing against Mack or whoever we got, and Hicks in the middle. They should have crushed him. That's what they should have done. They didn't go after the guy.
I think they're afraid of like the quick passes, right? If they commit too many guys. I noticed that Mack was going back into coverage quite a bit, and I know that was something you guys seized on as well. And here's a guy who's already got a bad wheel, and you're sending him into coverage. Isn't he better off rushing than trying to run backwards on a high ankle sprain?
Absolutely, Ro. I mean, come on. If a defensive back had a sprained ankle, no matter to what degree it is, but if it's a little tender and what have you, you can't put him out there because more often than not, the fastest guys on your team are your wideouts. And you got to be able to break on a half a second, and you got to go. And what puzzled me is if Mac has that bad ankle, why are you dropping him back in the pass defense? It doesn't make any sense. Who's he going to cover? He couldn't cover anybody because if it's that bad, he can't break. That's just the fact. He can't. But if he's going straight ahead with a bull rush, maybe he could make something happen. But the real point of it is if he has a problem with his ankle, then he's got to get clearance from the doctor. And you go through a multitude of tests, et cetera, every other thing to make sure that he's sound before you actually put him on that field in live contact. And so obviously they did that, and he was ready to go. And Fangio came up with these unbelievable defenses, and I I just have to tell you, this is in the second quarter. Brady's in the shotgun, and I want to say I think they're on our own. They're on Chicago's 42-yard line, and he throws a 19-yard pass to Gordon. And the pass defense that was called, we dropped Mack and Floyd in the pass coverage.
Yeah.
We're dropping our two guys.
Yeah, the two best
linemen. Did you get Mack, and why did you draft Floyd? The reason why you drafted him, to put pressure on the passer. You mean to tell me that's a defense that you could come up with?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, gentlemen.
I got to ask you, OB, to address the special teams, which I think everyone would say was...
Okay!
I'm sorry, Ro. Look, allowing 14 points, where do you go from here? What do you possibly do that can't be acceptable to this team?
Well, if you looked at that particular play on the kickoff, Anna, and when it came down to the ball play, he was basically, as I'm looking at the screen, he's on his left side, okay, of the field. Mm-hmm. And when you saw the Bear players come down, almost three-quarters of our players were right basically in that lower area of the field. What you do on a kickoff, Anna, and this is a rule that has been and forever will be, you stay in your lanes. The guy that is on the outside, the furthest guy, he goes as deep as that ball, and he makes sure he has contained so he doesn't get out around him. And then each guy from there in comes in with his lane. And so nobody overloads one lane or another. You stay in your lanes. They didn't do that. That was a gigantic mistake. And guess what? You do it in this league one time and it bites you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, Kev's got a question, but before Kev gets the question, is this going to be about Trubisky? Because I have a question about Trubisky.
No, you could ask him about Trubisky.
I just want to know. I just want to know one thing. I've never played the game of football at any level, except for the sand lot. We didn't have sand on our lot. We had AstroTurf. I want to know, when you throw the ball as a quarterback, isn't the idea to throw it so that the receiver can catch it?
Last time I checked.
that's what I thought.
This kid really, he really struggled.
Does he panic and then just overthrows guys? I mean, because he overthrows guys and underthrows them in ways that are not like he's trying to get rid of the, you know, just to end the play. He's throwing it where he thinks maybe they'll have a shot at getting it, but you can't, on an underthrow, you're not going to get a jump ball. Right, which he learned the hard way, that's going to be successful for the players. I mean, this is for his guys, I should say. I don't understand. I mean, he's overthrowing people. And there was one moment you were there last night, and you saw this, where the crowd was on to him, too, like late in the third quarter, mm-hmm. where they're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, if you're asking me, you're talking to me about his accuracy. If there's anything that coaching staff, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, anybody that can help him, actually really, at this particular time, he's in his second year in the NFL. When you're in your second year and you're starting, and there's obvious reason why you're starting, because your head coach and everybody else thinks you're the best. And in 16 games, you got to win them, and you got to get to the Super Bowl. And the problem with Trubisky is last year when he played, and this year, I it's every game. You just sit there and watch him. And I'm going to tell this to you, and I know this. If one coach tells you that he can teach accuracy, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You cannot teach accuracy to a player. You can, the most important thing, in which we never did and played in the exhibition games, offensively, to play those exhibition games, even in a running game, you've got to get the timing. If it's a switch block in the middle, if it's a trap between the left guard and the right guard and the tackles, if it's switch blocking, you got to have actual time against a competition so you get your timing down. And there is nothing more important than a quarterback, even if he plays a quarter and a half, or into the third quarter, the most important thing is obviously you have receivers on your team that can get separation or they wouldn't be there. Then the most important thing on a passing game is that timing. Just watch Aaron Rodgers. He's in our division. And Tom Brady, they're on the button constantly. My point being,
you know who to
this
watch.
Kid never
I'll tell
had
you who to
the
watch.
Chance in the exhibition season to do that.
I'll tell you who to watch. You want to know who to watch? Patrick Mahomes. That's who you should watch. Oh, he's on national television every week. Oh, my God. I can't stand this anymore. I don't know what to do.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, come on,
I'll say this about Mitch Trubisky, okay? Because as I agree, OB, you can't teach accuracy. Quarterbacks
no,
accurate or not.
No.
I'll say this, though. Mitch Trubisky was considered by many to be the most accurate quarterback coming out of that draft.
How would they know?
So, from tape and what he did in college. So you take that. That should settle your panic a little bit, Ro, because I think the point I'm getting at is that it's not – He didn't just all of a sudden lose accuracy and forget how to throw a football. I think it is reps and timing, like OB is saying.
Okay.
So if maybe that'll help you a little bit, Ro. Although I know Patrick Mahomes is still out there. OB, I do want to ask you about the running game, because it's been outside of Trubisky's scrambles yesterday and really the whole season, it's pretty much been non-existent. Jordan Howard averaging just 3.5 yards per carry. He had only 39 yards yesterday. Cohen and Howard have really been non-factors in the running game. What do you make of that? How do they make that? How do they get better in that area?
You know what? That's a damn good question, and I don't know if I have an answer for you, Kevin. We've got some pretty good offensive linemen. We've got long. We've got some kids that can block. And in football, you know, for an offensive lineman to sustain a block, it's pretty tough to do, because normally the defensive men, usually the inside guys, especially defensive end guys, are a lot bigger than the center and the two offensive guards. And so when a lineman fires out, if it's a switch block in the middle, or if it's a trap, a five-hole trap or a four-hole trap or one or a three or a switch block, you got to get to him, and that ball's got to be quickly given to the running back. In other words, remember when you can see all the great runners that we had, Walter Payton, when he got the ball, it was always a quick opener, quick flash, hit it hard. Again, why? Because it's difficult for a lineman to get set up on a defensive guy and hold him for like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4 count. It's almost impossible to do. We don't do it. We don't have the ability to hold that account that long for a back to break away. If you see it, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I saw it.
Good news is the Bears have the Jets coming to town, and the Jets looked absolutely awful yesterday.
Great.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Kevin. Jets, those 11 guys on defense aren't that bad. They really aren't. And I hope this coaching staff and these players aren't thinking, well, yeah, we've got here, we got this game, we got right. Buffalo, we've got, yeah, maybe we could stack 2 or 3 wins. You better not think that way, because I tell you, the Jets sure are coming in here, you know, and they might be licking their chops themselves, right. You know, and going after Trubisky. In other words, blitzing the hell out of them, and watch. When you see the Jets play them next Sunday at noon, watch the Jets, watch their defense. Mark my words, they're going to come after Trubisky.
Yeah. Although the one thing about Trubisky, because he's got wheels, he can get out. I mean, the one thing I thought was really interesting, and I'd love your thought on this, was that little stutter thing that he did on the run down to the goal line, not the one he scored on, but the other one that he ran down where he stopped, he faked like he was going out of bounds. That's going to get him killed at some point eventually, right?
Yes, it does. It happens. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, you get a lot of young quarterbacks that come in, like the kid down in Dallas and out in Seattle. They came in their first couple of 2-3 years, and they're running all over the place, touchdowns, getting yardage and everything. They get cranked. Eventually, they get cranked, and then they have to play football. So I don't want to see Trubisky running around that much. I'd rather see him, if we're going to be a dink-and-dunk team, let's be a dink-and-dunk team and surprise them every once in a while going deep. But I'll tell you what, to have this kid – to be our leading rusher in a game, if he's our leading rusher in 3 or 4 or 5 times in a season, we're going nowhere, guys. That's not how this game is played. That's not how it works. That's why we have running backs. That's why you have people to block for him in certain situations, yardage, distance. And that all comes into play. And if we're going to rely on this kid running around, he's eventually going to get cranked. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. You know, this all this comparison to Bobby Douglas. I mean, you're obviously very familiar with Bobby Douglas.
Who's comparing him to Bobby Douglas?
In the broadcast yesterday, it was like, oh, you know, it reminds me of Bobby Douglas. I'm like, how old are you people? I mean, you got to really go back.
Let me Google that.
I mean, yeah, Bobby Douglas is not a name. I mean, he was a number 10, Bears quarterback, and he was, you know, a highly sought after kid out of Kansas when he joined the team. It was
Bobby was 6'5" and 235,
right?
And could run,
and he could run, and he could, and he had a cannon for an arm.
Yeah.
He just did not exactly understand the accuracy piece, and the NFL was a very different kind of play back then. You know, you had two wide receivers and maybe a guy who could catch who was coming out as a tight end. You didn't put out four receivers on a play. I mean, it was a very, very different. You know, it was a running game, and it was not the same. But
yeah. Let me say this to you guys and to your listeners. I believe that if these kids, and I'm talking about Trubisky and our receivers and Jordan and all these kids, if they would have played half to three quarters of the exhibition games, and you know, when you get Tom Brady playing in the third exhibition game, that's when everybody, that's the one they get ready for, and then the fourth exhibition, they go out there for a play or two and that's it. But the third one is game-like conditions. They play into the third quarter and fourth quarter. Our starting people never stepped on the field. Never stepped on the field. Tom Brady played almost three quarters. He played the entire first half. He's 41 years old. He's been in the league 19 years. He played into the third quarter. Trubisky got a sliver on his backside because he never got off the bench to get in the game.
You know this.
Now you tell me somebody doesn't know what the hell they're doing on this coaching staff.
Mr. OB, I have a question for you.
Yes, Violetta.
Do you have any nicknames for our young quarterback? Anything that rhymes with Mitch?
No.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's the answer we were looking for. Thanks, OB.
Thanks, OB.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Good night.
Bye. Blackhawks tickets right now. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. You get a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks against the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, all thanks to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. All the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com or listen for your chance to win tickets all season long. Kim?
Roe Hurricane Willa building up steam and could hit Texas later this week.
I want Rokon Smith to be the next Attorney General. He played well yesterday.
He did.
Yeah. So I would vote for him at this very moment.
Okay. He's
got my vote.
All right, coming up at top 5-5, you won't believe. And Luke and Ellis pays off on a bet.
Is it a big bet?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about nickels and dimes when I last spoke.
Well, explain. Luke and Ellis made you $4,300 this weekend.
Gee, too bad I didn't take the bet.
I know, just a little something to think about. But that's neither here nor there. All right, we've got Kim Gordon in the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up right after. It's a Rokon show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Fun. It's just fun being in charge of this group of
fabulous broadcasters.
Goofuses. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're lucky.
I'm sorry, Mr. OB. Could I ask you a question?
What?
Have you ever made up a dirty nickname for Mitch Trubisky? Okay.
It wasn't dirty, and I was
not
just
our proudest moment.
He didn't seem very happy about Trubisky's performance, so I wondered if he, had a little nickname for the guy.
Have you heard any post-game show Obi has ever done? He never sounds happy. This is how Obi rolls. He brings the energy.
But you know what I love? I love it because he wants them to be great because it's in his heart.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about it.
Yeah.
Demands
yeah.
greatness from
he
our
does.
Beloved Bears.
Yeah. Somebody has to. All right. I don't want to be that hard on Mitch.
By the way, I love when they do that intro video at Soldier Field and it's OB getting the whole crowd pumped up. It's his
too.
Voice. I'm like, this is perfect.
I'm the jumbo jump.
It's like Soldier Field shaking while they get this pump up hype video for the whole crowd. It's awesome.
And it's OB doing it. So that's
Mr. OB.
Yeah, and in the middle of it, Violetta pops on the screen.
Do you like Fireball?
Where's your favorite place to brunch?
Like Rumchata. You know, that's a Chicago-based company. I know the owner.
I feel like he could just do like five fireballs in a row, and I would like try to keep up, and he would not even be affected.
So is Malort. You guys could do a shot of that, too.
Ooh. I do like Malort. I know the owner. He's a friend of mine.
It's an acquired taste.
You'll get used to it. All the cool kids are doing it.
Just hold your nose while you take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Well, I was trying to be respectful. I said Mr.
OB.
All right. Every day, another thing happens on the show. It makes you so proud.
I loved OB's response. No.
I know. And he's like, no. What was that annoying voice?
No.
I even tried to set it up because I don't want to confuse him with the extra voices coming in here. It's bad enough. And then all of a sudden,
let me attribute that
question. Who the
hell
is that? And then I was like, right, Mr. OB, sir, I have a question from the traffic center. All right. We podcast that OB piece, right? And the whole OB, Hamp OB with Kaz show is also.
Traffic center.
Great show.
It is something. There's such desk pad. I was listening to it yesterday. And I was thinking to myself, I really hope that we move them out of this studio that we use.
Mm-hmm. Because
they're going to break something.
I mean, they're big guys.
Yeah.
With a lot of emotion about this game. Yes. There's a lot of desk pounding.
So totally true. All right, are we ready for this?
Yeah. It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
It's going to be another one of those days in Chicago. Six people shot after a funeral at 92nd and Cottage Grove today. Mm-hmm. This is as the services were ending. People were getting in their cars. Cynthia Rainey, who lives in the area, says what she saw.
At first, I heard like maybe 5 to 8 gunshots and called my neighbor and confirmed it. Then after that, it was just like a hailstorm of gunshots. It was at least 40 to 50 shots. And I heard people screaming, you know, you could just hear commotion. So I ran out with some towels because it sounded like someone maybe had ran in my building for, you know, cover. And when I came out, I saw a body on the ground, someone shot, and just police everywhere and mothers screaming for their sons. It was just horrific.
So sad.
Wow.
Six people.
United States of America.
Shot.
Right? If that had happened in Kabul, Afghanistan, it would be leading the news around the country.
How true.
Right? But because it happens on the south side of Chicago, in 92nd and Cottage Grove, it's like, just another day.
And just spray a crowd of people at a funeral. And we've heard of these things before. Sometimes when there are gang affiliations involved, sometimes there are people who think that the rival gang members will be there, but they just shoot into a crowd.
Well, this is the point, is because it's assumed to be gang related. And this was a funeral for a guy who was a rapper, but there are pictures floating around on social media of him with weapons and flashing gang signs and things like that.
That's right.
The assumption is that this is all gang related, and so it's gangs, let gangs handle themselves, right? It's just going to have to be what that is. The problem with that notion is that they're shooting automatic weaponry or semi-automatic weaponry into crowds of people.
I know.
And it's got to be stopped. And it's this idea. This isn't just about, why aren't the cops doing more? Because the cops can't do anything to stop that. This is about saying to an entire community of lawless teenagers and young men in their 20s into their 30s that this will stop one way or the other. And no one is saying that to them. No one is saying this will stop one way or the other, because we just throw up our hands and go, well, you know, they're going to kill each other. What are we going to do about it? And you could say to these young men, because we've been saying it for generation, 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 you're either going to end up dead or in jail. And they do not listen to that. They do not care. They are growing up in a gang culture that is from the time they are, you know, young enough to be inculcated into it. I don't even know whether that's at age 6 or 10 or 12 or whatever it is. But with the kids that get caught up into this and become hardened by it and become soulless by the sheer level of violence that they witness and that they are afraid of and that they wish to confront by being hard and going out and you know, just being a part of this, has got to be addressed at that level. Because we can, you could put cops on every corner for 5 minutes every hour, and in the 55 minutes that they're not there, or at 55 minutes for every hour, and the 5 minutes they're not there, something is going to happen. This has got to be addressed at the societal level, finally.
Yeah. Absolutely sad.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
I remember back in 2016 when Ted Cruz and Donald Trump were not friends.
I'm going to tell you what I really think of Donald Trump. This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth. Listen, Donald Trump is a serial philanderer, and he boasts about it. This is not a secret. He's proud of being a serial philanderer. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. Oh. You are the single biggest liar.
All right.
This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. This guy will say anything. Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
Except now, the president is going to endorse him.
To me, he's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted. He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted. Ted and I got along very well, very late into the campaign. And I said, don't worry about it. It's only a question of time. And then it became very nasty. And then it was over. And when it was over, we've gotten along great. No, I like Ted. We fought it out. The outcome was obvious. And we have worked together very closely. I like him a lot. I actually like him a lot.
The outcome was obvious.
Clearly I won.
Again, it's like, I like what he does that, because it is, every time I listen to the president, I always feel like I'm strapped to a folding chair in an abandoned factory, and he's about to dismember me. That is the way that I feel when I listen to him.
Doesn't it just kind of sum up politics, that he went from Lion Ted to Beautiful Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Campaigning Texas, together. Texas Ted.
Although in Texas, they're running an anti-Ted Cruz, one of the Beto O'Rourke commercials, mm-hmm. is a bunch of these like old, you know, craggy Texas, like ranchers and cowboy looking guys.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing Texas about him. He's a wussy.
You know, it's like, there's like all these guys doing like that, because, you know, he's not. He's really not.
Ain't he from Canada?
I mean, there's a lot of, it's just, he's, you don't, when you look at Ted Cruz, you don't look at a guy that you want as like a guy you'd want to hang out with.
No, he doesn't have that part about him at all.
Right.
They're attacking him for not liking Whataburger in one of those ads, that he likes White Castle, because it'd be like saying you don't like deep dish pizza in Chicago. It's like an ultimate cut. You're not Texan.
But you don't get a sense that you could sit around and, you know,
no.
talk football with them, or want to go hang, like on a Sunday, go, hey, what are you doing for the game? This is not a guy that you like. He doesn't connect on that.
He does like queso. I don't know. That's a big part of games.
I would go to queso.
But then he'd start fighting with you about something. He's one of those guys. Everybody I know who knows him in Washington, even guys who are on his team,
mm-hmm.
hate him. So it's not even
not well loved.
Not even it's like, they're like, oh God, I hate that guy. But he's, you know, he's the Republican senator from Texas, and they don't want to lose that seat. He doesn't get along with anybody because he fights with everybody. Is the point? You know, he's got it. So
he just irks people.
Yeah, he does. He just irks people. He just rubs them the wrong way.
He just says something weird in every scenario.
Right. But he also is. But he was a Trump before Trump. I mean, he was very. He was, you know. He knew exactly what the wedge issues were,
mm-hmm.
and he played all of them. You know, whether it was, and not the same ones, too, in terms of jobs and immigration and all the other kinds of things. But
to see them on stage, you wonder if they'll reference it. I mean, we didn't get into the half of it. He said his dad helped kill JFK, his wife. He said horrible things about his whole family. I mean, it just. Now they're together on stage.
No, I don't think. I think the people who are in for the circuses of this don't care. They enjoy this part. It's like wrestling. It's like when two professional wrestlers who are on the other side of each other get together, right? And then they decide, okay, now we're going to beat up on somebody else.
Yeah, but it's not the first time this has happened in politics. This is typical. Always.
Well, it's a yes, strange bedfellows and all that. But still, this one, because there's so much water under the bridge and so dramatic, the statements on both sides, that this one, it's a little harder to take. But that's what it is. And do you know who won? Who's the bigger man?
We know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a bigger one. I get it. Totally.
All right, we'll get to your 3-year, 2-year, 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
President Trump coming to stump in Illinois this weekend.
Early morning, stay safe, stay connected with Morgan Kochmeyer's weather forecast, Sarah Gindra's traffic reports. It's all weekdays, 4 to 6 on WGN-TV Morning News.
All right. Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis continues. We're on the top 5-5. We're up to
number 3.
Rahm Emanuel was at the CNN Citizen event today in New York City.
They have high profile people in politics.
Yeah, Jared Kushner was there, Nancy Pelosi, Jeff Flake, Rahm Emanuel. Rahm is a little unplugged. You're hearing him now. Say and do things you would not normally hear him say and do. He wouldn't acknowledge whether or not he was going to run for president because I don't think he is. I think he'd have to have a complete screw loose.
I have no interest in returning.
Here he is on the Chicago Public Schools.
One person in a classroom cannot by themselves solve the social, economic, cultural, and family challenges. It is a ridiculous thing to ask one person to do. And I think the entire debate, as my grandmother used to say, is for cocked. And I just cleaned it up what I really wanted to say. And I would like the credit for that. I didn't use what you all thought I was going to say for a second.
For cocked. How do you spell that? I need to use that.
It's with a V, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, but cocked?
Yeah, V-E-R, yeah. Anyway, it's
a great word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a point, though. Schools and the police department are trying to be, you know, the front lines with the whole mental illness crisis and every crisis you can name that affects
kids
society.
Not being properly raised at home, that's in really difficult situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, and let's see, up to
number 2.
Halloween broke records this weekend, $77.5 million bucks in its opening weekend, second best October opening ever behind Venom. Second largest opening for an R-rated horror film ever behind It. And it brings back Jamie Lee Curtis. She plays herself in real time, 40 years later, trying to not get killed by Michael Myers.
If the way I raised your mother means that she hates me, but that she's prepared for the horrors of this world, then I can live with that.
Say goodbye to Michael and get over it.
It's a sequel to the original movie. She posted biggest horror movie also opening with a female lead, biggest movie opening with a female lead over the age of 55. And then after she posted that, a bunch of the movie trade publications said, this proves that a woman over 55 can be the lead in a movie and attract sizable audiences. There was a whole bunch of that.
I don't think so.
That's what she said. That's what it was followed with.
Right. If she was at Dinner with Andre, it would not have attracted the same audiences. I think it's about the fact
they've got James Cameron coming out with Terminator revival and a lead over 50. So they're kind of talking about how is that potentially something Hollywood will be looking at after turning their backs on.
We're sorry we molested you. Here's a leading role. You got a leading role
after
we molested you, and then because we molested you. Thank you. Oh, God.
I don't know if that makes up for it or not.
Number 1.
I don't even know how to set this up. We had Ed Obradovich on last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody asking questions about the Bears game.
Including Violetta.
Including Violetta.
Mr. OB, I have a question for you. Do you have any nicknames for our young quarterback? Anything that rhymes with Mitch?
No.
That was it.
Very clear and concise from Mr. OB.
He's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah. And he's like, who is that? And why is she asking me a question?
No.
The top 5 at 5.
Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Did we get, is Lou going to join us coming up in a little bit?
Lou Kanellis?
Yes, he is. It says here. Okay. Because Lou, if you had followed Lou's advice on the show on Friday.
I didn't understand his advice, but yeah.
That was the whole point. Can you actually...
We need to call that up again.
We're going to have him on in about half an hour. Okay. Can you find his actual suggestion from Friday and we'll play it back? And then we'll try to explain it. And it would have made you $4,300.
If you had put how much down?
And don't worry about that.
Okay. We'll get a translation and understand it, first of all.
This is the problem with girls.
What?
This is the problem. When guys are like, you know, they're spending a few bucks on a football game, right?
They want to know how much.
Or you go to the racetrack? I mean, God forbid you go to the racetrack and you want to spend a couple bucks at the racetrack. You're going to bet $5 on that? No, you're not.
We have very close friends who've been married for 40 years. I won't say too much because I don't want to reveal their identities, but they've been going to the casino like every week for their entire lives. And they run a counter, like an accounting of everything. And she keeps the accounting. And according to her accounting, they're up $1,500 over the like 30
years.
But it's not. We found out that it wasn't exactly. There were some problems with the accounting. Occasionally, there's money when she goes to the bathroom that gets put on the table that is not accounted for.
Interesting.
So that's how it works.
I can't believe you just spent that. No, you're not going to do that.
Well, you have to know how much.
You have to know how much to know what the bet, if it's a good bet or not. If you win $4,300, how much did you spend to make it?
It's not our fault. We ask questions.
That's right.
Too many questions.
They're valid questions.
I don't recall exactly how much it was. And Lou probably was. He was talking in dimes and nickels. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
You put a dime in this, you can put a nickel on that. It's fine.
I'm okay with the bragging as long as there's reason for it.
My point is we're going to explain how to make money, how to get rich quick. Because people love those kinds of schemes.
Oh, you better explain.
We've got our money on Mega Millions and Powerball.
Yes, and we did. We bought another ticket. We're all good there.
Huge.
That's the good news. Did you see the president is going to tell Caitlyn Jenner she's got to go back to Bruce? Did you see this?
No, what happened?
The administration is considering changing the gender rules for federal, you know, like in federal. If you're going to be federally identified, you're going to have one or two. It's boy or girl, that's it. We're not screwing around. When then it is LGBTQ, it's A. For gender purposes, I don't care who you I don't care who you love or what you do in your private time, although I don't want to think about it. This is essentially what the government is going to do here. You're either a boy or a girl based on when you're born. That's it. Forget about it. That's it. Were you a boy, were you a girl? And then what you do afterwards, if you're going to cut something or do something or this or that down there,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
She clearly doesn't look like a boy anymore. So if she were to
That's a he now.
You're getting pulled over. It's not going to look like a he.
Does she remove certain things?
Yeah, she enhanced certain things and she removed.
Now, word. See, this is that we were having a debate before the show about because this came up. This is why I want to bring it up.
This is our planning session.
This is right.
Makes us look great.
This was really quite a conversation that was happening backstage about this, which was did he do the thing? Because he's dating she. Is, although, you know, according to the president, I can call her he, and no one's going to do nothing about it.
It's the law, man.
It's the law. The president said it, I could say it.
You're so confused with these
Caitlin,
articles.
Caitlin is dating another transgender person, right?
But which way did they go?
Yes.
I think it went boy to girl.
Yes, boy to girl, and she's much younger. And she's very pretty.
I think this is also very interesting.
So when I have so many questions about this.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what?
Rose got the answers for you.
As the representative of the EPA who's handling this.
So,
Yeah.
So, I mean, when the guy wants to make the change, They just go to a certain doctor and say, put me under. When I wake up, I want this to be gone.
Well, it's gonna. There's a process,
mm-hmm.
okay. right? There is
Very
a process.
So.
You have to live before they will do gender reassignment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live as the other gender, and you kind of work your way into it. You first, like, you know, I think you have to first start to dress like them, and then they make the first top of the body kind of change.
So, boobs,
well,
breasts.
That's easier. Yes, you can add those on.
I mean, anybody can get breasts.
Right? Yeah, and get those on. Yeah, get them on, get them off.
Some guys already have
get
breasts.
On, get them on.
Well, the point is that's reversible. Right,
right, right, right, right, right,
yeah.
right, right. I mean, down there, there's a lot going on. There's different.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole
it's
highway
different directions.
System.
Yeah.
That's not reversible.
It's like a tangled highway system.
Right. It's basically what they're trying to do with the Eisenhower and the Ryan right now. Where you got to change the lanes, you got to build another thing that goes over here.
Folks,
and then
that's
goes,
a mess right now.
There's a thing that goes under there. It's been going on for years, and
they
still can't figure it out.
You really know where you're headed.
Right. So that's kind of where the doctors, when they go, all right.
Right. Okay, now I'm going here, and that's going to go way.
Stop that. Put the sign up and
right.
go work on this other side.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the question is, Caitlyn Jenner's new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Have a
who was a guy before? Do they have the thing?
Yahoo. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Caitlyn has mentioned before or insinuated that romantically she still is interested in women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that
she changed her she reassigned her gender, but she still likes women. So she wants to be
right. So I would assume that you'd keep your manly part.
Your member.
Member. Because
your unit.
Because then
that's
you can
good.
Be
yeah.
in right. with the girl.
Yeah, but if a girl wants to be with another girl, does she really want that thing coming at her?
Right.
Well.
Right, because, yeah. Right.
If it gets the job done, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, so now that... no.
All right. Let me represent
now,
the...
Neither
let me
one,
represent
let's curtail the question
now, neither
the kids.
One of them
the
are,
Trump
have,
administration
have
here.
A member to work with, so now they're going to have to go and get something... to fill in as the member that's has been removed.
I don't know.
If you remove it, do you have feeling, though? That's
right,
the other
that's
issue. Because that's a big, you know.
And what is it made of? Like, is
thing.
It a complete, you know what I mean?
I think you can, I think there is sensation. If you go boy to girl, right, they try to save the neural sensation and they kind of do the thing that goes like
how,
sort
though?
Of inside out.
All the nerve is at the
hey,
member.
Hey, don't question what's going on here?
Rose has all the answers. Okay, just
happened.
Listen.
Listen, I'm just. Let me represent the administration here for a second. Listen, it's exactly these questions that make me want to puke. So that's why we're not going to allow it no more. It's like
make
when
it
you
real
stop,
simple.
When you stop, and
boy
you
or girl.
When you stop and you think about it, it makes you sick, and you just don't want to think about it. So there's going to be boys, there's going to be girls, and then if you want to do something else, don't tell me about it. It's basically what they're saying.
I'm just actually like genuinely curious how the whole thing goes down. I don't care if people do it, but
I know, and there's no way to really find out.
I mean, there's got to be some sort of YouTube video or something.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, there's video online if you want to just look
sure.
it up.
Sure,
there is. I think there's a whole thing that explains that you can that apparently there is a sensational sort of a sensation thing.
Mm.
I just
good,
feel like
can
it can't
that.
Be guaranteed. I mean, sometimes there's not a sensation.
Nothing can be guaranteed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't want to risk it and then never be able to...
And then ask for a return.
Yeah, know? I'm sorry. Doctor...
I have my receipt here. Can I get the...
Doctor, this did not work. I need you to fix this right now. Because once it's... All right, because I think once it's broken, it's broken, right? There's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again there.
Oh, hard God. To reverse, right? They'd be very
I think
hard.
It's impossible to reverse because you're cut.
Well, that's why they don't. That's why you have to live. That's why right. there's a whole process. To
there's
this.
A mental counseling component, and you're
sure.
right. You live it with in that situation for a while
yeah.
while you talk through everything. I mean, it's
you gotta really know that
very
this is
much
what
stages,
you want.
And they say only about a quarter of people who are transgender have yeah. like any kind of surgery, much less the full yeah, surgery. But it's
transgender versus transvestite, too. There's a difference,
mm-hmm.
right? Transgender is somebody who wants to live as the opposite sex. This is why Trump's so annoyed by it, because there's too many factors. There's too many things to think about. You only think about two things at one time.
Back in my day, we had men and we had women, and that was
that
it.
That was it.
Boy and girl, back in my day. Sounds like every dad
and if you didn't
in
like
the
it,
suburbs
you didn't like
drinking
it.
Beer over the weekend.
Exactly.
What the hell's all this about?
What is this with their, what's this, huh? The funny thing is that all the people who are saying that grew up with parents who are like, cut your hair.
Right.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong? Oh, you want to look like one of them beat-a-ball. What do they call that band? What do they call those guys from England? What do they call that?
It's the devil's music.
Yeah, we don't need that. And now they're doing the same thing. How does that happen? How does, like, when you're growing up and your parents are telling you that, you know, you can't listen to the Beatles because they're the worst thing that could possibly happen. And now you turn around and, all right, with this thing, I knew it was going to happen with the long hair.
We're all going through the same steps, just different times.
Well, country's going to hell.
Yeah, it's going to hell with all you with the Jersey. This guy was like my hero in the Olympics.
Next thing I know,
he's got a girlfriend who was a guy. Now he was a guy with a girl, and it's a thing. Oh, God.
And it's messy with me because she's actually pretty.
So I don't know how to feel inside.
I'll imagine Trump how confused he is. Oh, my God, she's hot.
She looks like Ivanka.
Oh, God. Oh, wait a second. The worst feeling in the world. You're making out with a girl in the bar, and the next thing you know. Oh, man.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Anyway, the point is this.
There's a point. We're going to try to make a point.
The federal government would like to not recognize, like to change the recognition of gender back to what you're born with. That is how we started this conversation.
You know who's not going to like
and
this?
And we ended up here. What?
Kanye West. Because he is one of the biggest first people in the Kardashian family that, you know, spoke out in support of Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, because he wanted to get on the Caitlyn premiere show so he could sell his Yeezys. That's where he introduced the Yeezys.
Well, he also helped Kim and Khloe and Kourtney come to terms with, you know, losing their dad and... Well, not losing their dad.
They didn't lose their dad. They just got another mom.
Right.
Oh, God.
All makes sense now.
Oh, God.
Thanks for my day. You had a mom and a dad.
Right. And you didn't have two moms that were the same as the mom and the dad. If you had two moms, that means that the dad was gone and mom went the other way, had another woman, and that was bad enough.
But that was just her friend that always came over.
Right. Best friends.
That was your aunt. When you would introduce them, that was your. This is your mom and your aunt.
We're just neighbors. She bought the house next door.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're friends. I don't know. But that's who these two are. But now all of a sudden, then when they come over, they go, God, your other mom looks just like your dad. Oh, God.
I always love our story time with the kids.
Anyway, the point is.
It's always fun.
That this is now federal policy. That's good. All.
It's done. It's passed.
Well,
it's,
they're doing. I don't know. It's a regulatory thing. I don't think they need Congress to do anything here. They're just changing what the definition of gender. And it's, how's Caitlyn Jenner feeling now that, you know, she was so proud to be voting for Donald Trump, wearing the MAGA hat and all that? And now they're decertifying her as a chick. She's a dude.
Well, she's had problems with that because she speaks out kind of against and for her community a lot. Because she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and Ellen kind of let her have it. Because she supported a lot of conservative, you know, politicians, but then, you know, they don't support her lifestyle. So, you know, she was confused about that.
Yeah, she identifies as a Republican, but she has stood out very strongly about how the Republican viewpoints have been on LGBTQ issues. So she's... feels like she's kind of on an island in a lot of ways.
There was a great piece of tape they were running today of Trump and on the campaign trail. I am totally supporting the LBGQ.
He said BLT at one point.
TBLT community. I don't even know what it stands for. And quite honestly, I'm sick and bad, but I support it completely. Unless, of course, the two of the L's want to come to my hotel room.
But I'll later deny it.
Right. But it didn't happen in Russia. I wouldn't do that. I'm afraid of germs. All right. Let's check in with Kim. Again, a very wise move, Kim, to avoid all of this. What's going on in the top of the hour?
I feel like as soon as this show's about to go totally south, I have to right the ship with the T's.
Yes.
Police in Wisconsin looking for thousands of volunteers to help find missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss.
Then there's this. The Steve Cochran Show has all the stuff that matters for you tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m.
All right. Coming up, Luke and Alice will explain how you can make $4,300 just by listening to him. on the Bears.
Okay.
But first, Kim Gordon standing by with the stories that matter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.
Is yours.
Con show with Anna DeBlantis. What about it?
So what? Who's asking?
Yeah, who's asking is right.
We learned so much on this show.
We did. We learned everything we needed to know, but
we also dug a little surgery? Deeper off air on how all that goes down, and whoa.
The transgender surgery?
Yes. Whoa. There's an inversion process.
Mm-hmm. Kids have a lot of questions, and some of them were answered, some of them accurately.
Yeah. Most of them inaccurately. Yes. But Lou Kanellis is joining us because, you know, all day long I cannot get over the Bears from yesterday. I'm still beside myself.
I know.
And I just want to say that we have it ready here? I want to just, this is what Lou said.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, for all of our friends out there, and when I say our friends, we know what we mean here. For all of our friends out there who, you know, like to make a buck or two, like to pay a little attention, like to they maybe, you know, make a little wager on a game where it is, of course, legal and advised.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Lou said about yesterday's contest between the Bears and the Patriots. What do you want to do, Sam?
I actually was going to be just play a little safe here and give me $200 on the Bears on the money line. So yeah,
oh.
I know I'm sacrificing,
oh, you're hedged.
But if they shock, you know, the world,
I like
maybe
that.
I make up some money.
Okay, wait, I need the one with the nickel and the dime. Do we have
that part,
one?
The one I could not understand to save my life.
Yeah, because that's
we needed a translation.
That's the important one here, because basically what Lou did for you on Friday on this program was he explained how I added it up, depending on how your service would remunerate you, it was anywhere from $4,300 to $5,300 you would have made on what he told you to do on two nickels and a dime.
That's where I get lost.
Well done, Lou. I believe it was the Patriots spread.
Yeah, I said lay the points, take the Patriots,
right,
and the over in the
game. Crank the over.
And the over.
Right, and then up, and then you said parlay that.
Correct.
For a nickel. And then,
what?
Yes, you parlay that for a nickel. And then,
what is going on?
Then that's when he said, hey, you know, give me the $200 on the money line for the Bears. Although, now I would tell you that turned out to be on Sunday because I did exactly what Lou suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't even need to play the lotto now.
But I didn't do the money. I didn't lay the Bears on the money line. I didn't put the Bears down on the money line because that was being offered at minus 105. And I'm like, that ain't worth it.
So you made the right play.
That ain't worth it right there. Well,
nice
would I do,
job,
why
bro.
Would I do that?
For so you're taking us all out for drinks after Lou
I'm
helped
just
you,
saying,
you know, have a nice whole day?
That's what Lou would have. That's I can't tell you what happened for the rest of the day, but I can tell you that it started off okay. There was a couple other things.
Nailed it, Lou.
Well, I could not be happier for you, and you're the one guy, I think, out there that doesn't have to worry about playing the Mega Millions this week.
Are you kidding me?
And I love that you
made a lot of
money.
Have you seen what's happened to me recently, Lou?
As a Bears fan, doesn't it hurt you? It hurts me. It hurt me to be right.
It hurt me, too. It felt like, I don't know, just the sloppiness of it, right?
I would have happily paid... You know, a nickel, because that's actually what I did put on it. And everything was in half. But I would have happily paid a nickel to see the Bears win. That's how I
feel. Of course.
That's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Matt Nagy said it best after the game, guys. He said, it just goes to show you that we've got a ways to go with where we're at. And the one thing I love about Nagy is he's a pretty open book. And he said, listen, we're not the Patriots yet. We had them at home. They were without Rob Gronkowski, and we still lost by a touchdown.
Lou, the point I've been making today, and this is not defense of Mitch Trubisky. He did not play a great game. But that's probably the worst game he's played all year, and they were within 7 points of at least maybe going to overtime or winning against the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. So if that's the floor for Mitch Trubisky, and By the way, even though he was inaccurate, he made some great plays running, and it didn't feel like they were completely out of it because of the big play potential with Trubisky and some of those other guys. So, this is not me defending his poor play yesterday and his inaccuracies, 52% completion percentage. But it does give me a little hope to know that this team can rally around a quarterback for once and at least make something out of a game that you probably have no business winning after a couple special teams, touchdowns, and some turnovers. It gave me a little bit of hope to know that this team rallies around a young quarterback and found a way to at least take it down to the wire. They're 1 yard away from overtime.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, wait, hold on.
What he said.
Wait a second. See, now Lou and I are approximately the same age. We grew up in the exact same. We remember Bobby Douglas. I remember.
There it is again, Kevin.
Crying like a little baby when the Bears would lose. Like last year,
I knew I was going to catch heat for this,
but I grew up with that whole thing. Like, yeah, this could be it. I remember when Walter Payton and the Chicago Bears went down to Dallas in 1976, maybe it was Lou or 77,
yeah.
And they ended up losing to Dallas like 33-32, and I was so happy because it was like, yeah, that's when Dallas was really
America's team,
yeah. I mean, Hollywood Henderson, that team. It was a big deal. And they came so close. I'm like, I'm so happy. My dad's like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Don't act like that. I thought you were a real man.
Well, I think we felt like that with Cutler, right? Because it just never quite gelled as a team. And now, I for some reason, I have so much hope with Trubisky. Maybe I'm totally wrong and off base. I just feel like he's got the athletic ability. He's growing. And he's got the heart. And he's sane and doing the right things. And it's his second year. Is he supposed to be perfect right now? I don't think so. Don't you think he can get great?
Yeah, I do. I think you can get here. Let me first follow up on what Anna and Kevin are talking about in regards to Trubisky. I don't think it was his worst game. I if you get caught up in the numbers and you look straight at the numbers, yeah, you're like, oh my God, that was his worst game. I thought he looked far more unsure of what he was doing as quarterback of the Chicago Bears in the first couple of games in the season. Last night, I didn't see a kid panicking in the pocket. He was looking for his lanes, the right time to run with the football. His decision-making, I thought, was much better. And today, when Matt Nagy met with the media, he said, listen, in the first half, all those bad throws weren't Trubisky's fault. Some of those times, the receivers had run the wrong route or made their cut at the wrong time where he was throwing the football away. And in the second half, he was much better. Well, now here I'm going to follow up on what you said. You're exactly right. Listen, this Bears team is much better than for fans to walk away and wake up on Monday morning and say, hey, yeah, that was kind of fun, and that was almost like a win, even though they only lost by 7 points to New England. No, there's no moral victories with these Bears. They're much better than that, and they should have won that game, just like they should have won the Green Bay game, and they should have won the Miami game, and that's what's frustrating, because in all three games that they've lost, they led in the second half, they led by double digits, and they could have a much better record today. And what I fear is that at the end of the year, this team is going to finish 9-7 or 8-8, and they're going to miss the playoffs by one game.
Yeah.
And we're going to look back, not necessarily at yesterday's game, because I never really felt like they had control of the Patriots, but absolutely we're going to look back at that Miami game, mm-hmm. and that Green Bay game and said, man, we let two get away, yeah. and that's why we missed the playoffs. And you know what? It'll make these guys better next season and for the years to come. And I'm telling you, as each game goes by, I get more and more impressed with the way Trubisky ends up running this offense and bounces back after he throws a bad interception. Whereas in the past, with Jay Cutler, who had been in the league far longer than Mitch, he would then go into a shell and just keep turning over the football. And the offense would just keep looking worse and worse as the game moved on. Instead, this team just shrugs it off and boom, get back on the field and turn it around.
Right. Hey, Lou, I got a question. We haven't touched on this yet. Why is Josh Bellamy playing so much? Like actual receiving route running plays. That second interception goes right through his hands and the Patriots defensive back grabs it. I mean, Bellamy makes no effort to come back to the ball. Trubisky actually made a good play. He got out of the pocket and made pretty much a throw right out of the numbers for Bellamy,
who's
in the game for whatever reason, and the ball gets intercepted.
Wait.
Defend Josh Bellamy here.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say that Josh Bellamy should have been wearing a Patriots jersey during that play because he played as a defensive back who tipped the ball to his co-defender.
You got to come back to your quarterback.
Oh,
all right, hold on.
Is number one.
I want to just say one thing. Hold on, hold on, Lou. I gotta go back. I gotta go, just go back to your scenario, because you know this is gonna happen. They're gonna miss the playoffs by a game, by a win.
Gosh,
and you're gonna think about, there's two things.
All the winnable games they had.
Cute little koozie, Cody Parker or whatever his name is, but that nobody gets right. Everybody calls him Cody Parker anyway. He should just change his name legally and not confuse us. Missing the field goal to end the game in Miami, and then not getting a first down in Green Bay. All they needed was
3 yards, the pick,
whatever the case is, but just a first down, just to run out the clock. Those two moments are going to drive me nuts for the entire offseason. And see, I have hope now. If you, like a year ago or 2 years ago, if you tried to do this and say, you know, get me excited about a Bears game, I'm like, I got something else to do on a Sunday. It's the first time ever during the John Fox era that I stopped watching them. Right. Hell, I watch them during the Neil Armstrong era. And I'm not talking about the astronaut. I'm talking about the coach.
Ryan Gosling.
Abe Gibran, Jack Pardee, remember those
days? Yes, those guys.
Well, that's what I've been saying. I'm with you here. I wasn't saying anything about a moral victory thing. These losses sting even more because we know this is a good football team when they're firing on all cylinders. So I'm with you there. Like, there is serious interest in this team, because I think when we look at them on paper and when they're playing well, this could be a really good football team.
I just don't want
to. Come on, guys. They are so much fun to watch.
No question.
They are.
No question.
Their defense has been a huge letdown the last 2 weeks. Listen, Khalil Mack is not healthy. What's going to be interesting this week is if the guy isn't healthy enough to play and get to the quarterback, which is why he is the most dominant player on the defensive side of the football in the NFL, will the coaching staff feel strong enough to tell Mack to sit a game and not play against the Jets and get well? Let me just, and really quickly about Bellamy, because you were on the Bellamy rant. The reason he's out there, he's even dressing, is because he's a pretty good special teams player. Don't forget, Allen Robinson was hurting all week with an injury, and it flared again during the game, and that's why Kevin White was on the football field for that Hail Mary at the end. So,
Hey, let me tell you something. Kevin White.
Familiarity with Bellamy from last year.
Kevin White could have solved every problem he's ever had in his life if he were able to have caught that ball.
It sort of sums up his career in Chicago.
Right, caught that ball 1 yard further or turned the other way and gotten in. It would have been all would be forgiven with Kevin White if he had done that. But it wasn't to be. All right. All I want is, I agree with you, it is fun, but I care, and hope is the worst possible thing I can have right now, but I have it.
And No.
Hope
is what we should have.
The question now is, are you going to make real more money on this Bears-Jets game this upcoming Sunday?
Hey, let me ask you about the Jets. Lou, since we got you, and I know that we've talked about the Bears all day today, but I can't get it out of my system. Do you think, is it possible, based on your reporting, Lou, is it possible that Khalil Mack will sit against the Jets just to get him healthy?
I think that there's a chance, but I know Khalil Mack, he's never missed a game in his pro career. So they're going to have to be incredibly forceful with him and truly feel like it's hampering his play. So I think that he's a realist and he understands, and he's going to look at the tape the last two games and say, that's not me. I didn't have a sack in the second. I didn't have a tackle in the second half against Miami, and I had one tackle the entire game against New England. That is not me, and I'm a team guy. And if I'm not playing to the best of my ability because of my right ankle, I shouldn't be out there. So you know what? I'm going to sit the Jets game, and I'm going to come back with a force against Buffalo, and we're going to close out the first half of the season 5-3. That's the kind of guy Mack is. If he can't play to the best of his ability, I think he'll sit. If he feels like, listen, I'm not hurting my team, he'll be out there Sunday.
All right.
It's up to him.
Okay.
I couldn't get his name out.
Oh, dear God.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I was wondering, do you have any nicknames for our quarterback, or do you call him anything on a Sunday afternoon?
Oh, I call him a lot of things when he throws the football to the wrong team. But
or overthrows a guy who's wide freaking open. You mean that? When that happens?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Let me just share this with you. There was a big group text between all of us yesterday on the show, the seven of us.
During the game.
The Magnificent Seven. Mm-hmm. All of us. Anna was there, over Tom Brady.
Showing close-up shots of Tom Brady.
I was at home fretting and going to the bathroom every 5 seconds, but was still wearing a Khalil Mack jersey. All of our people were in different places. We didn't hear from Violetta through the entire text exchange. It was going on. There must have been 50 texts that back and forth.
A lot of frustration.
Until the very end, and a fireballed up Violetta Podermedic texted us like a dirty nickname for Mitch Trubisky. And then everything stopped dead right there.
No one responded.
No one wanted to respond because it was like
we'd all get in trouble.
We figured HR is going to find out about this, and we don't want anybody to know who's got a phone, a GN phone. I don't know.
Well, first, it was not a dirty text. The one that was you're insinuating was just
don't worry about that. Please don't explain it.
It's what she said joke. Yeah, that was simple. But then.
Yeah, but I didn't even understand that one. That one didn't even make sense.
Read it back. It's funny. But then I rhymed something with Mitch. And, no one responded.
Very creative.
We didn't respond to either of them because the minute that she did the deep sexual innuendo about Mitch Trubisky, and then we thought, all right, we're done. Gotta get out.
Out.
Now.
We're out. All of us. We totally left that one hanging.
All right.
But thanks for answering, Mr. Lou.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And make sure that I'm part of the text thread.
No.
Again.
Oh,
No.
Part of the fireball.
No, because she was you could tell that she'd been pregaming and then she was drinking during the entire game with her friends and not watching anything.
That her friends might have encouraged her to text.
Yeah.
Go tell your coworkers. This is great.
This would be funny if you said something about deep balls. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lou. We'll talk to you. Let's try and talk on Friday. Maybe we can educate the masses on how to make a few bucks on the game.
Sounds good. I'm glad that you won, Ro.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Lou. There he goes. Lou Canales.
He's great.
Sweet Lou. Okay. Kim Gordon. WGN News.
She always has to bail.
I know. It's been a really bad day for her today. Because we're coming off of like...
She's like, please stop. Because I just feel like I have to turn this thing, around. Gunfire following a funeral on the South Side this afternoon.
That's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
It's been a weird day.
Yeah, it has been. It's a Monday that it doesn't.
It's a Monday.
I never want to get started again. I never wanted to begin the process of thinking.
Well, I think a lot of people were thinking about winning the Mega Millions on Friday, and your mind started turning to daydreams, and then when it didn't come true, Monday hit a little
and
harder.
Then the Bears and lost, then the Bears, and everything sucks.
And then storms. Over the weekend,
yeah,
lots of stuff.
Yeah, I, by the way, but this is better because now you get more money,
$1.6 billion, which is a crazy amount of money if you think about it.
So if you win this thing, $1.6 billion, you're gonna clear after taxes close to $1 billion.
It's a lot of cheddar.
Totally is.
So it's
ridiculous.
Like somewhere around, depending on now you have to declare yourself a Texas resident or something to make this really work for you. What's really going to hurt is the Illinois tax.
You think?
Because somebody did a tax analysis of this.
Where you want to live if you win.
Right. And it's, and like you want to be in a low tax state in a situation of this magnitude.
California would be the worst.
Right. New York bad, this bad. New York City, the worst, because you get a city tax on top of it. But Chicago, that's still not a perfect situation.
5%.
Yeah.
Just about 4.95.
Yeah. So you got that going. And then you got the federal, you're going to get hit 24% off the top. And then now you're in the top bracket at this point.
I
and
think
there
so.
Is a, there is a, there's like a billionaire tax that is part of this tax plan, but it's not exactly what the as bad as it was before. Mm-hmm. But it's still you're going to be out the door at somewhere around $900 million.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. The lump sum is about $904 million. Think right. about that.
Right. $904 million. No, that's out the... So, $900 million and then after taxes.
Then you,
you get the one... Now, it depends on how you want to do this. I suggest you take the payout,
it's,
which
yeah.
is going to be about four... In if you get it here, it's going to be $480 million in your pocket.
Says about 700 million, according to CNBC.
Yeah, not, I don't.
But then it depends on what state you're in and what kinds of other issues you have.
That's 700 million if you.
Federal tax withholding would be 217 million, bringing you down to about 687. So I'm rounding up to 700
million. That's at the 24%. We need my accountant, although it's hard to get a hold of him because he's still...
He's very busy.
He's on an ankle monitor right now, so he's just recently got out. So it's
that's how you know they're good.
Yeah.
Creative. Willing to they're risk very all. Creative, yeah, the ones with the you. Ankle bracelets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bend the rules a little bit mm-hmm. for you.
Point of the story is take your money, put it in an interest-bearing account, take the lump sum, and then you live off of that.
I would do the dumbest stuff with that money. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, but you can do the dumb stuff with the interest.
Yeah, I mean, I would get the best accountant, like, ever. And I'd be like, just make this work.
Okay, get Rose guy.
Yeah, get my guy. Because, you know what you need, though? You need to immediately invest in restaurants and horse races.
Oh, jeez.
Fighter jets. Is that what we decided?
Yeah.
If your parents want to expand their restaurant.
You can start handing out some loans
no,
around here.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Don't invest in restaurants.
The, too late. but it is a very
fun exercise.
It is a fun exercise to think about. I have a list here of what this could buy you.
Listening.
Are you ready? You could 477 million Billy Goat Tavern cheeseburgers.
And
you mean if you had to use up the entire pot? Is that what you're coming up with here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems
wise.
100 million Navy Pier Ferris wheel rides.
I'd get bored.
70 million Malnati deep dish pizzas.
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
48 million Garrett popcorn tins.
Everyone loves getting those at the holiday time.
500,000 John Deere X350 tractors.
I don't know what
this is so stupid because Illinois. This is the way that Illinois lottery. You know what we're going to do? You know what would be very funny? We should take all these Illinois companies and then see how much you could buy from them, and that will promote all of this, and some stupid guy in GN will read it.
Very good.
Let's see. One Willis Tower. You could buy the Willis Tower for this.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
The Willis Tower is on sale for $1.3 billion.
Rename it then?
Or was on sale.
Back to Sears or something?
You could.
You'd be a hero.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be a total hero.
I'm a hero.
Then you could run for governor, and you'd have enough money to run for governor, too.
Right.
So.
You just say one thing. I renamed the Willis Tower back to the Sears Tower. You're welcome.
And I paid a lot of taxes this year to help out the state.
Should we buy the Bears if we win? No offense to the McCaskey family, but...
Or nothing. Because, no offense to the McCaskey family or nothing. I don't think we got the money for this. We'd have to take it over time, and we have to hand that over.
We have to get some billionaire friends.
Yeah. Well, once you become a billionaire,
they
all
know
friends,
each other,
yeah,
right?
It's like a whole little billionaire club.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, man, you want to throw in $1 billion
right.
and buy the Bears? Like, sure. No problem.
My private jet or yours?
Right.
Kind of thing?
My private jet's better than yours.
Mine's gold.
Although I did feel bad for Roe when the thought of losing out on a potential fighter jet for Roe, I could really feel his pain after those numbers didn't hit the other night.
I went and purchased show tickets for us. I've got Mega and the Powers.
Huge.
Right?
Not just any tickets, the winning tickets.
For us. I went and spent 20 whole dollars on these. This is like
we got 10 tickets.
We got 5 of each because they're $2 a piece.
Okay. So when you guys say us, is it your show or people who might like follow your show?
No, I'm sorry, we already did this.
Very clear.
I'm sorry, we already did this, Andrea. I'm sorry, but the lawyers, I paid $250,000 in lawyers' fees already on this. this is like a whole thing that we had to go into here. So, no.
I was going to say, we welcome all of you into our show pool.
You didn't, actually.
No, we didn't, I know. It sounded funny even saying it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you didn't. No, yes, I did. No, I didn't. So, we're up, but we've got our thing down. And then I went and bought a bunch of tickets for myself. So, if I win, it's going to be, those are different tickets.
could be a good reality show, just tracking the members of the show and how they spent their money and revisiting 5 years later to see how your fighter jet's doing and, you know.
Is it supposed to last 5 years, the money?
I don't know. I think for some people, that's about it.
I'd become a member at Augusta. That's my dream.
Yeah, once you ask, they won't let you in, though. That's the problem.
Right.
Really?
But there's billionaires in, so I'll meet them at the billionaire club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's give me
hook
me
up. A fun club.
Yeah, Augusta's wild over there.
No,
which,
I mean,
now, which one of us is going to be living in a trailer without teeth as a result of a methadone addiction? Of the seven of us, which one is it going to be? Because one of them will, because, you know, you always have to see the lottery winner thing.
I don't know about the methadone, but I probably would purchase a entire truck full of Miller Lights and just post up for like a few weeks.
Is that a refrigerator? You just have the truck?
Just the truck parked in my driveway.
Then we'll have to cut Kevin out of his home like they do, like Dr. Phil would do, where they have to cut a hole in the side.
I'm not leaving. The Miller Lights in
right,
there.
Right, of the building. And then they pull him out like he's like a human waterbed at that point, and they have to like... pull a waterbed with a
like
head.
Like crumbs, buffalo wing crumbs on my face.
Exactly.
Give me Miller Lite.
Right. This is
worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the great shock in all of this is that it sounds to me like the person who would be most responsible with it is the least likely to be responsible.
That's sometimes true. You're right.
So Anna goes crazy?
I could.
Anna
I would definitely have. I would definitely have.
The money's on
component.
Anna to be the one. Like,
that's
if you
right.
had, if it,
but
someone
you never
had to win
know.
This thing, the person who'd be most responsible would be her. There's no
right,
question.
And like Violetta, like, you know, brings world peace. You know, she's like a total like changing the world.
She marries a Trump and becomes. She becomes Eric Trump's second wife.
I don't have to marry a Trump if I won $1 billion.
She can hang with the Kardashians and solve justice reform and be a
like
advocate
bring clean
for
water
people.
To all of Africa and you know all those sorts of things.
Yeah, that sounds great.
While Anna's going off the rails.
You never know. You know, it's funny because I've interviewed the lottery winners when sometimes they have these gatherings, you know, years later, and they get them in a room, the ones who are willing to be interviewed by the media, and you ask them questions about, you know, hey, how is it? And, you know, they say it doesn't buy you happiness. Well, I am happy, and they'll admit that they're happy, but they also talk about all the conflict it creates in their lives.
Oh, they have no friends or family.
Oh, my gosh. They all had huge stories about the conflict, that everyone's got their eyes on what they, you know, deserve.
Oh, totally.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie. I'd get a new phone immediately. That's what I would do.
I can tell you from personal experience, though. I had the unfortunate circumstance years ago of having my salary published in the newspaper.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and it was incorrect, wasn't it? I thought you shared that with me. It was off.
They were both. There was one that showed a high and one that showed a low.
Right.
And they were both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this.
A lot of phone calls.
When it hit at this one moment in the mid 2000s, and there was a huge media blitz around what was going on. I heard from people that I had no idea who they were, and they were like relatives. I mean, people say that, and you think they're kidding. They're not.
No,
they're not. And there were people that were like, and then there were relatives that you did not expect. There were relatives. I had relatives said, well, you're going to have to pay my rent. I go, your rent?
What was the excuse for calling? Did they try to beat around the bush and try to get together first, or did they just come right out with the ask?
It depended. There were so many of them. I would have, what do you want by percentage? I mean, it was like, it's ridiculous.
How people do
but
that.
So the thing that when people become instantly something, you know, they win the lottery or whatever, I mean, I can imagine what that is like for them because then they're not used to it. It comes out of nowhere. I mean, at least in my case, people knew that I was working, but that was it. And there was like, but this means nothing. This is it's so ridiculous. I swear to God, I had a very close relative say, no, you're going to have to pay my, you know, essentially my rent. And I'm like, no, I don't have to.
No, you don't.
It's like your auntie like muscling you down for money.
No, you're going to do that now. I go, no, I'm not going to do that now. I ended up doing it.
Oh,
because there was so much like pressure at that point. Like, I guess I said no and no and no and no, and then eventually I was doing it. I found myself doing it.
Did other family members gang up and say you should do this? Like, did you get that kind of pressure?
Wow, you're not going to pay the rent? Wow.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly right.
They guilt trip you?
Exactly right.
How do people do that? Call someone straight up and be like, hey, I saw you're rich now.
Yeah. No, it's like
borrow a few bucks.
No, absolutely. And everybody had a scheme. Everybody has a scheme. You know, they're calling up and they're
like misleading you to different things. Right.
Okay, so here's what we invented.
Sort of a charity, sort of an investment, but it's a lock real estate opportunity on the north side.
We have a patent.
We have a patent. It's pending.
And a manufacturing process that will allow you to fly without the use of an airplane. I mean, it's like that. You get, it's like the craziest thing. Or real estate. Everybody's got a real estate play. Uh-huh. I had a guy come. Honest to God, a guy came to me and goes, okay, we're going to build a golf course. Now, this is currently a swamp that will need some remediation because there was a nuclear plant there that actually denuclearized and went into the ground. So we're going to have to clean some of that up.
Some flooding issues.
It isn't a floodplain. Honestly, God, I had a guy.
Beautiful land.
No, a guy was trying to sell me a garbage dump as a golf course. And I know that they do that.
They do. The South Shore one here.
Yes, yeah. They do that. And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And he said, we are going to have a little bit of a problem with food services, though, because the EPA says we're not going to be allowed to put a restaurant here for 50 years.
So you cater in.
I'm like, what? Well, this wasn't normal garbage. This was actually a little bit more than garbage.
It's glowing.
It seemed to be an issue. I don't know. I don't do government and their rules.
So how many of those did you fall for?
Yeah, all
before you realized?
All of them, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. See, these are problems.
So you don't want those kinds of problems. I've already. This is why I need to win this because I've already been through this, and I'm just.
You know what to do. We won't hear from you again.
I have no friends or family left anyway who want to speak to me. So this is all good. Because I turned them all down after, and then I had to stop paying the rent on my relative, and you should have waited to see what happened then.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Just one more month, okay?
Yeah, that was what it was like. What do you mean? No.
Where am I going to live, Ro?
We're going to live on the streets while you're cashing it all in, eating your fancy dinners while I'm out on the streets.
That's very good, Kevin. You'll be good at that.
Yes, were you on that phone conversation? All right, Andrea, I need to find out from you what's going on in the news at the top of the hour.
Coming up, the Ro Khan Show shares its wealth. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The real headline is Governor Rauner wants to stump with Trump. That story and much more coming up at 7.
Oh, my God.